The Round Bar at the Willard Hotel has been the place where generations of politicians, celebrities, and power brokers have forged deals, shared conversations, or simply relaxed. The portraits here share the stories of many notables who have sat in this very bar and made history. Their story is this edition of The American Countryside, brought to you by Nationwide. You may know, besides hosting these programs, I'm a farmer and rancher, and like me, you probably have insurance, and maybe you don't give it much thought after that. And that can be a big problem if you aren't protected. That's why I've partnered with Nationwide, the number one farm insurer in the nation. They helped me see a lot of what I'd overlooked. Are you protected from a ransomware attack? Do you have protection when leasing your ground? We've created short videos to answer those questions and many more. Just go to nationwide.com/Andrew, where I host short shows on many topics to help us see what we may have overlooked.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Jim Hughes has tended bar at the Willard Hotel for over a generation. This is a place tied to presidents and politics.
Ulysses Grant walking over here almost on a daily basis to smoke his cigar in the lobby of the Willard Hotel and turning and saying, you know, those damn lobbyists just won't leave me alone. I can't get away from them.
Hughes knows the history of the place, including a time when President Lincoln came here when a plot to kill him was uncovered.
He comes into Washington. He's staying at the Willard Hotel. He's left his baggage and everything up, and he has to borrow slippers from the Willard family. You know, and it's that legacy is incredible.
Many portraits adorn the walls of this circular bar at the Willard Hotel. Each tells the story of someone who frequented the establishment.
Woodrow Wilson actually courted his second wife at the Willard Hotel while he was in office. In fact, they actually had a special phone line put in from the Oval Office to the Willard Hotel so he could talk to his soon-to-be second wife, Edith Bowling Gall.
Many entertainers and movie stars came here as well.
Buffalo Bill Cody, they actually would perform the Wild West show down at the Pension Building, which is also interesting because they would use live ammo when they'd come riding in and be shooting the guns, and it was an indoor arena, massive building, the Pension Building, and the bullets would ricochet around and people actually were injured.
The Willard certainly has history, but it continues to serve visitors today, providing a rich link to the past with stories still affecting our present and future. Traveling the countryside in Washington, D.C., I'm Andrew McCrae.